Welcome to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, a real estate investment program. Listen and learn how to use real estate to build wealth and passive income streams for you and your family. We bring you experts every day to discuss and answer your questions on everything from single-family homes all the way up to 600-plus unit apartment complexes. And now, the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome to the show. This is Andy Webb with Lifestyles Unlimited. And as always, we are working on your financial freedom. And if you're new to the program, Lifestyles Unlimited is an education and mentoring group that was founded over 30 years ago to help you become a successful real estate investor. And we talk on this program and we have sundry topics. We may get into the operational side. We may address more mindset based topics to help you maybe overcome hurdles in your head, help you understand how you can perhaps retire early. Now, let me ask you, is that something you've been thinking about lately? I can tell you a lot of people have. I talked a few shows ago about the recent quits rate that was published as part of the Bureau of Labor Statistics JOLTS survey, Job Openings and Labor Turnover Survey. 4.3 million people quit their jobs in August. And now, granted, a lot of that was in hospitality and leisure, people seeking higher wages, higher salaries, perhaps. There were a lot in the professional type services as well, though, close to a million. So the quits rate is tremendously high. So clearly people are thinking about this. Now they may be quitting and moving on to another job, but I'm talking here today about really retiring altogether. So what do you think? Do you want to retire early? Well, think again. That's right. I've got a list for you today and eight reasons, in fact, why you can't do it, why you shouldn't do it. And these are common reasons that you may have thought about. Maybe you're getting a little bit older. Retirement age, if you want to secure the top level of Social Security, is somewhere around 66 or 67, depending on when you were born. Maybe you are in your mid-50s thinking about this. Can you do it? Should you do it? Well, here what I've got in front of me, and I peruse a lot of financial literature, a lot of articles online and elsewhere. Just in general, for my own information to see what's going on. Inflation, for example, big topic, obviously. In fact, I don't know if you heard, the Federal Reserve is now dropping the term transitory from their description of inflation. So it seems like they are finally billing up on that and accepting that, yeah, it's going to be sticking around for a while. So I want to find this information, and I want to share what's relevant with you as well, of course. And I found a title that caught my eye. This was on Yahoo Finance, and it was sourced from Investopedia, ultimately. The title was, "Want to Retire Early? Think Again." Why? Well, what are they thinking about here? And the subtitle, "It May Not Be a Good Idea for Many People." Well, I want to know why not. I want to know, what is it that these guys are thinking about? What is it that they're selling you and telling you, the reasons they're giving you, the fears, I would say, that they are putting into your head that may keep you from doing what so many people that I personally now know as part of Lifestyles Unlimited have done that very thing and retired early. And I'm not just talking 55, 45, 35. Some people get out there, they really take the ball, they run with it, and they reap the benefits. But I do want to take a look at this. There are eight reasons that they give here that you should not do this. You don't think about it. This is probably not for you. I'm going to name those eight. And then we're going to dive into those, and we're going to start to poke holes in those. And I want you to understand, I want you to know that there is an alternative path. There are alternatives out there. And you'll notice as we go through these that a lot of them tie back to what we call the conventional wisdom path. That's the conservative, the usual path that you grow up with here in the United States, which is you go to school, you get good grades so you can get into a college. By the way, college enrollment has dropped significantly in the last year for a number of reasons. But typically you go to college, you try to get good grades so that you can get a good job and work and work and work and not even think about retiring early. Work till retirement age, 66, 67, who knows what that will be. In the future, you build up, you save, you create that nest egg, and then you retire and you live in your golden years. You hope you're feeling fit enough to still have some fun, and you hope that you do not outlive that pile of cash that you've built up. That is the conventional wisdom path. And you're going to, as we go through this, you're going to see some, hear some references to bits and pieces of that very path. So keep in mind, there is an alternative, and we're going to work that into the show, of course, as well. What are the eight reasons, just upper level, that I'm going to give you here that they have cited in this article? Again, this was Investopedia, found at through Yahoo Finance, authored by Barbara Peck. Interestingly, it has been fact checked. So there is not just an author here. There's also a fact checker. Now, I would encourage her to go out and maybe explore some of the alternatives so that they could maybe salt some of those other options in with their discussion here. But number one, not enough savings. That's that nest egg that we talked about. Number two, you might live longer than expected. Number three, on the other hand, you could have increased mortality. Number four, say goodbye to your bucket list. Number five, this gets into Social Security. You may have reduced benefits if you retire early. Number six, your spouse may have reduced spousal benefits if you retire early and then encounter that increased mortality. Number seven, unfulfilled needs. What are they talking about there? And then finally, number eight, you may cross a threshold where you have gone beyond the point of no return. Okay, let's start with the very first item here. And this one ties very much into that conventional wisdom path. And simply put, they say you don't have enough savings. Maybe you're like my wife and I. We had our son. He's now four, almost five, very late in life in our 40s. So clearly he would be still churning along, getting out of high school as I'm approaching normal retirement. And I may have to fund, if he follows that conventional wisdom path, his college days while I'm in retirement. Ooh, sounds like a nightmare. And a mortgage on the house on top of that, and who knows, whatever else. So they're citing all of these what ifs and things that you should be afraid of. A kid in college. Maybe elderly parents. You may need to cut back on your standard of living if you have not saved enough. So when we get back to the break, I want to break that down, because I think of the eight, this is the one we hear about the most. And I want to dispel some rumors there, so stick around.
Everyone is asking, is it still a good time to invest in real estate?
We see no indication that for the foreseeable future, and even the unforeseeable future, no indication whatsoever that real estate is suddenly not going to be the best vehicle for creating wealth and passive income for your family. And so that would say that now is the time to get in. And we very rarely talk about this because we talk about cash flow. But now we're talking a little bit about capital gains and what the future brings in that property. Because it's real. At the end of the day, you have all your cash flow, but you've got this nice capital gain when you sell. And the inflation that we see and the reasons for it are going to continue. And we're going to see great capital gains at the end of the line when we sell these properties.
Get in on the next free workshop. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Now, let's get back to your map to financial freedom.
Welcome back to the show. I'm your host, Andy Webb. If you have any questions for me, you can send me an email to askandy@luinc.com. Again, askandy@luinc.com. I do appreciate your questions. I answer those personally as quickly as I can, and you give me some good fodder for the show as well. Now, for today's show, I've come across an article, and you see these things out there. Maybe it's a list, top 10 reasons why, whatever. In this case, it's eight reasons why you should not retire early. In my view, and just going through this first read, I read it a second time, started making some notes, read it a third time. It just struck me. They're really towing the conventional wisdom line here. They want you to stay in line. Don't do what we heard 4.3 million people did and quit. Now, most of those people are not retiring. They're quitting to move to perhaps greener pastures in terms of salary or wages. But I guarantee you there are some in that number that said, hey, I'm just hanging up the hat. I'm done. I'm retiring. And what age? 55, 45? Who knows? But you can do that. There are ways to do that. And This article's trying to dissuade you of that fact. Now, there's a fact checker named on this very article, but I'd say they missed a few facts as they put this together. Now, the number one reason, the first reason that they gave that you should not consider retiring early is not enough savings. By the way, they summarize before they even get into their list key takeaways, and the first bullet point there is that early retirement requires a substantial nest egg that most people don't have. Now, I don't have the number in front of me. We've talked about this on other shows. The savings rate in the U.S. is not tremendous, and the amount of money that people have saved, whether in a traditional bank account, in their IRAs, or in their 401ks, we know it falls far short of what they would need to retire when it comes to this notion of a substantial nest egg. And this is, in my view, this is the most fallacious argument of the eight here. It's based on the wrong idea. It's based in part on a scarcity mentality. And here it is true, because what are they telling you to do? They're telling you to build up a pile of funds, whether that's hard cash at your bank or in that 401k or in that IRA, but build up a pile of funds. And that is inherently a limited pile of funds. It may grow a little bit, I suppose, in one of those retirement accounts. But the idea then is that you start to spend that down once you retire. And it's a limited supply. Therefore, it is scarce. So again, they focus on the idea of a nest egg, but really the idea that I would tell you to take away is not that you need a nest egg. What you need is that golden goose that keeps producing those very eggs, that produces that cash that you want to be sitting on top of. And here I'm talking, and I'm thinking about real estate or anything that's going to create passive cash flow. Now, again, I told you at the start of the first segment that Lifestyles Unlimited is a group that was founded to help educate you and mentor you as to real estate investing. And what we do is we look specifically at buying single family houses to hold as rentals, duplexes, triplexes, quads, and then all the way up to multifamily. And that could be 5 units all the way up to 500 units, even more. So we're talking about residential real estate. We take down these assets and they are cash flowing assets, and it's that cash flow that we need. And it even mentions it here in the first bullet point. Take a cold, hard look at your expenses, they say. And then they go on to say, and the size of your nest egg before deciding whether to retire early. Again, wrong mindset. There's so many what ifs and speculations you need to put into the notion around that nest egg in the first place. When you know what your monthly expenses are, guess what? You know what size of golden goose you need and how many eggs that golden goose needs to produce every month in terms of cash flow. If it's $6,000 a month in expenses that you have going out the door, and you can pick up cash flowing assets that are cash flowing, let's say $500 a month on average, single family houses, let's say. And you need 12 of those. Now, I know 12 sounds like a lot if you've never bought one. That's where a group like Lifestyles Unlimited comes in, because we can help you get that first one, get that second one. Suddenly you've got four, suddenly you've got eight. The numbers really start to multiply very fast. That golden goose starts to give a little faster. But that's really what you need to shift your mindset from, is that notion of building that pile of cash sitting in that 401k or in an IRA, and focus instead on cash flow. Because it is true, you probably don't have enough saved up in that pile. And as you start to spend it down, you're going to find that scarcity mentality is going to become very alarming for you. With cash flow that comes in the door every day, every month, every year, you don't have that problem. Now, number two, they say you might live longer than expected. Here too, I would tell you, if you're focused on building a pile of cash, then yes, it may be very easy to misfire in your calculations, in your estimations. But if you have focused instead on bringing in cash flow, it's essentially an annuity that will keep on going. Now, maybe at some point you say, I'm kind of tired of single family houses, and dispose of those and move into multifamily. We see members do that all the time, either as passive investors, or maybe they get bored and decide, hey, I want to lead an investment. I want to put a deal together. I want to put an investment together as a syndicator and bring people together with me. We see that happen all the time. But they're focused on continuing to build that cash flow. So if you think you're going to live a little bit longer, you just need to plan to accelerate that cash flow, increase that cash flow. It's very easy to do, especially when you've gotten to the point where you figured out how to put enough single-family houses or multifamily investments together to retire to create that cash flow, it is so easy. It is so easy to add a few more. You know, I went this weekend, we had the birthday party for my wife's grandmother. She was 90. So for my wife, Pierce, she has longevity in her family. So this is certainly something she would want to think about. Now, the article and the conventional wisdom, what do? They're focusing, first of all, on that big, hopefully big, fixed pile of retirement cash. Instead, we've gone, my wife and I and investors that I know at Lifestyles Unlimited, we've gone and addressed that with cash flow. We don't think about that pile. Now, the other focal point here for the article and most conventional wisdom thinkers out there is Social Security. And we're going to get to that here in just a moment. So they want you to consider, hey, what if you live longer? Well, if you have cash flow coming in the door consistently, that's not a problem. It's not going to dwindle. That's number two. You might live longer than expected. Don't retire. Number three, there might be increased mortality for you. Don't retire. So are we living longer or are we dying earlier? I don't know. Now, man, this is more of one for you. They cite a specific study here that showed that men, it specifically cites men, this was in the Journal of Public Economics, apparently, they could see a 20%, we men could see a 20% increase in mortality risk if we claim benefits early and retire. Ooh, retiring can kill you. Don't do it. But you could live longer than expected. I don't know. Where do I land? Look, here the notion essentially is that a lack of activity could lead to an early death. Okay. But here too, the premise is false. Their logic, there's a gap there. We're going to head into a quick break. And when we come back, I want to tell you what that is and how you remedy that and have fun while you're doing it.
We sold one of my wife's properties and actually did a 1031 exchange, and we bought three brand new builds in Fort Worth. So right now, collectively, we have three of her inherited properties and then three properties in Fort Worth that we've done through Lifestyles.
And you turn one property into three, tripling your cash flow.
Exactly.
Yep.
Well done.
Learn to increase your cash flow. Register for the workshop at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com.
Warning, listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show will change your life. We will teach you how to create wealth and passive income so you can be financially free. And now, back to your host.
Welcome back to the show. You're listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Real estate investing, buying single family houses, investing in multifamily apartment communities, creating wealth, and creating cash flow. And that cash flow is an alternative to what we're talking about today. In looking at an article, this appeared on Investopedia. It's titled, Want to Retire Early? Think Again. And they go into the sundry reasons why you shouldn't, where you might run into problems, things you should fear. But again, I want you to know that there is an alternative, and it is what we do at Lifestyles Unlimited as real estate investors, creating cash flow, acquiring that golden goose that continues to put out those eggs so that we don't have to talk about one nest egg. Rather, we have eggs coming in every month. If I'm buying a single family house, it may be $400 or $500 a month. If I'm getting into multifamily, I may have cash flow coming in the door quarterly. Typically, they pay dividends on apartment investments quarterly with a big equity gain on the backside with apartments, houses as well. But boy, with apartments, you get into economies of scale and you really see that that flare there. But this article, this was on, again, on Investopedia. It's interesting. It was authored by Barbara Peck. It was fact-checked by Catherine Beer and reviewed by Charlene Reinhart. They threw three people into this article to tell you why you better think twice. Think again if you're thinking about retiring at 55. So again, number one, they said, hey, you probably don't have enough savings. Number two, what happens if you live longer than you expected? Well, if you're living based on a fixed amount, a fixed pile of cash, that could be a problem. Now, if it's cash flow, hey, it's continuous. It's an annuity, essentially. For us men, it could lead to increased mortality. We may die sooner because guess what? What are we doing now? I've retired. What do I do? That's essentially what they're getting to here is you lose your zeal for life. Were you living to work or working to live? Sounds like they think you're living to work. And when you put down the hammer, when you put down your whatever your trade is, you just up and die. And here again, the premise is false, and it assumes that work is our only outlet for life, for activity, for social contact. And I'll tell you what I see among investors at Lifestyles Unlimited is totally different. What are we doing? We're out there, we're building our real estate businesses. It may be totally passive. You could take a more hands-on route. And hey, if you've retired, you've got the time, maybe that's what you want to do. You don't have to. But we're out there building our business. You can do that. You can maybe enjoy your hobbies. Get some if you don't have them. Volunteer. Give back to your community. That's a very big one. And I love that. When you go to the case studies, you'll often hear the case study presenters. We'll get a single family investor up there, then another one, and then we'll have a multifamily investor get up on the stage and tell us about a recent deal that they did. And typically they'll get into some stuff about their family and how it's helped them and future goals and often how they're giving back. And I really love to hear how the broader community is doing that very thing, how they are helping their community, whether it's their apartment community or their broader city, county, whatever that is. But there are options out there. Travel a lot. When you're retired, you can do a lot of when you're retired and you have that cash flow coming in. Again, if you're sitting on a fixed nest egg, ooh, that could be a problem. Of course, I, with a younger child being a little bit older, spending more time with the kids, or maybe you with the grandkids. You know, these are all things that you can do when you have that passive income, that cash flow coming in every month. Because again, you're not worried about chipping away too quickly at that pile of funds, that pile of retirement money that you're hoping you outlast. That takes me to number four on their list. They say bye-bye bucket list. Here again, they're saying, well, you thought you might want to travel in your golden years. You thought you might want to take up some hobbies. Well, you got that limited pool of cash, that limited pile of cash that you put together. That's what they're focusing on again. And you might not have enough. You may not have enough to get to that bucket list. In fact, they say it right here. The more you put away, the more you can pamper yourself in your retirement years. The bigger that pile of gold is, the bigger that pile of cash, the bigger that 401k account, the more you can pamper yourself. And hey, if you stay in the workforce, you could grow your 401k savings significantly and then live out your dreams. By the way, I skipped over this. They talk about Social Security when you live longer than expected. Hey, you might want to wait till the age of 70 in order to collect the best Social Security benefits. So here they're telling me, bye-bye bucket list, unless I work until 70 in order to get the maximum benefit from Social Security, in order to do the things that I want to do. Why wait? Why wait if you can put together the cash flow to meet your expenses, to meet and exceed your income at that very job that they'd have you work up until you're 70. Boy, it almost seems like they're towing, again, the line here. We know we have a labor shortage out there. There aren't enough workers. This is a very timely article, I suppose, to maybe keep you in place. Whose side are they on? It doesn't sound like they're on your side or my side, does it? But bye-bye bucket list. You have to remember our motto here, our tagline at the end of the show. It's not the money. It's the lifestyle. It's the lifestyle, and that's what we focus on. We don't want to give up that bucket list, and we don't because we create that passive income to meet and exceed our current expenses and then plan for more on top of that. And by the way, if you're still fascinated, if you're still focused in part on that pile of cash, you can have that too. You can have that as well because you have to remember we make money many different ways in real estate. We're talking about cash flow predominantly today because I want you to shift your mindset from thinking about a pile of cash to thinking about cash coming in the door on a routine basis, call it annuity if you will, from a single family house or 10 or 20 or 10 or 20 multifamily investments. Think about that cash flow, but the beauty is that as we go through this, we've got equity buildup as our residents pay down the mortgage for us. We've got equity capture because we're following the lifestyles model. We're buying right. We're buying at a discount. We're seeing a lot of appreciation in the market out there, forced appreciation on apartments. And we do enjoy some tax advantages as well. And all of this helps to, aside from the cash flow, this helps to drive wealth and drive that pile of fixed cash as well. Because at some point, you're going to recognize I've got debt equity in my rental house or in my personal house. I'm going to do a cash out refi or I'm going to sell. And that pile of cash gets a little bit bigger. Now, you're probably going to do what our passives do at Lifestyles Unlimited. In fact, we've got a super passive named John. He says, don't eat your seed corn. And what he means is take that base amount of cash. And as you do those, have those cash events, that cash out refi or the sale of an asset, reinvest that pile. Because that's going to drive even more cash flow. That golden goose is going to get bigger. And those eggs are just going to keep coming faster. So bye-bye bucket list? No, not at all. In fact, what we do is focus on building that lifestyle. So now here's where we get a little bit more back in line onto the conventional wisdom path. Number five, where fear you may have is reduced Social Security. Sure, if you retire early, you're not contributing as much into Social Security. It's going to happen, right? They're very focused. In fact, this is the longest piece in their whole article is focused on reduced Social Security, which tells me that they're focused too much on Social Security as one of those stools on your three-legged retirement stool. I did a show months ago talking about the retirement stool and this particular leg of that stool, forget about it. Sure, you know, if you get a little bit from Social Security, great. But I don't think it's a reliable part of that retirement stool. We already have heard that the Social Security Trust Fund is expected to be insolvent in the mid-2030s. So for somebody like me in my mid-40s, I'm not counting on it. And it could even be sooner. We heard about the cost of living adjustment of 5.9%. They're going to start paying out more next year. So I think that's a bigger risk than anything else here. So stick around. We're going to get to the last three in the final segment.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to be a part of Lifestyles Unlimited? Del Walmsley tells you what to expect when you join us for the next live online free workshop.
We've been here for 30 years. Over 30 years, we've had and or do have roughly 50,000 plus members all over the United States. We have retired tens of thousands of people, and it's just incredible what you're going to find that you're going to be in here. Not only are you going to find the greatest amount of information and education, you're going to find the people, the most open people you've ever met in your entire life.
Come meet the people at Lifestyles Unlimited who will help you change your life and empower you to stop depending on a paycheck, your 401k, IRA, or Social Security for your future. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com. At the free workshop, we'll teach you the five ways to make money with real estate, cash flow, equity capture, appreciation, equity buildup, and the tax advantages. Like Dell says, we'll open our books and show you how the numbers work with both single family and multifamily case studies. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. It's time to turn up the volume and fine-tune your passive income plan so you can create the lifestyle you've always wanted.
Welcome back to the show. I'm your host, Andy Webb. If you have any questions for me, send me an email to askandy@luinc.com. I do answer those personally. That's askandy@luinc.com. And I came across this article earlier in the week. And it caught my eye, and I had to look at it, and I had to see what they're talking about. And I wanted to bring this to you because this is the kind of stuff that we hear about and that we see about on sundry websites, news articles, maybe in your evening news. And the title, if you're just tuning in, is Want to Retire Early? Think Again. So they've given you eight reasons here why you shouldn't do it. And I've told you throughout the show that there is an alternative. And it's the very thing that we do at Lifestyles Unlimited. And again, if you're new to the program, Lifestyles Unlimited is an education and mentoring group that was founded over 30 years ago. We've been around a very long time. We're 50,000 members strong. And we are national in scope. We have investors across the nation doing great, great things. I see this on the case studies when I go to those for other markets where I'm not not physically present. I love to go to the ones locally here in Dallas-Fort Worth where I sit and hear the stories, see the numbers. I occasionally get questions about numbers. That is the best place to go to see what people are actually doing, to see what their cash on cash return is, to see what their equity capture is, their return on that gain on equity. Whether it's single family or multifamily, the information is there. But I encourage you to go. And if you're not familiar with what I'm talking about, there are plenty of ways to get there. If you go to our website, lifestylesunlimited.com, there are options there. By the way, you'll find a button there for our free workshop. Check that out. That's how I got started with Lifestyles years ago. And it'll just tell you a little bit more about the ways we make money. Get into some case studies around single family and multifamily investing and into the numbers so you can understand those and understand why we chose this avenue, because it is an alternative to that conventional wisdom path that we've been hearing about as part of this very article today, and why you shouldn't retire at 55, let alone 45 or 35. In fact, they tell you, hey, you might want to wait till you're 70. With parents that both passed at age 60, that is not even on my radar. If I get to that age, hey, bonus, bonus years. But if you're expecting to live that long, great. But I think there are plenty of people out there that might want to pull that yardstick forward. And single family investing and multifamily is a great way to do that. Lifestylesunlimited.com. Click on that free workshop. If you're on social media, follow us on Facebook. The case studies are often posted there live and on YouTube. You can subscribe to our channel there. And I know those case studies are broadcast there as well. Again, a great way to really see the numbers. And we talked earlier in the show about figuring, you know, your monthly expenses. In particular, they were focused on whether or not you're going to have enough savings to retire, to cover those expenses. And a big, big concept for you that I want you to understand is if you can get a grip and understand what your monthly expenses are, whether that's $4,000 a month that are going out the door, $5,000, $6,000, $10,000, whatever the number is, that's your target. It's not $1 million in a pile of gold or cash or your IRA or 401k. It's not $2 million. That number keeps going up if you listen to financial advisors. It's creating the cash flow that meets and even better, exceeds those monthly expenses, or meets and exceeds your income from your job. That's when you can retire. You at that point, you are financially free. And if you're 55, great. If you're 45, great. If you're 35, do it. At 35, you're halfway to 70. Pull the trigger then if you can. But to get there, you need to create that cash flow. So start thinking rather than in terms of a pile of cash, start thinking in terms of cash flow. What do I need to match that $4,000 a month in expenses? And that, again, goes back to case studies and understanding the numbers around what we're obtaining with our single family and with our multifamily investments. Now, again, going back to this article, they focus very heavily here on Social Security and the fact that if you retire early, you're going to reduce that number. So what? If you've created the cash flow, that no longer matters. And again, my thesis is that fund is at risk. We know that it will be insolvent in the mid-2030s, possibly sooner. So just get that out of your equation. That's number five. Number six, they go on to talk about reduced spousal benefits from Social Security. So again, here the focus is on Social Security. And essentially, they're getting at the fact that, hey, you know, maybe I've been working all my life and I retire and I get the benefits and I die. Those benefits now go to my spouse, to my wife in my case. If I retire early, I get lesser benefits paid out. Therefore, when I die, she gets lesser benefits. You know, again, those benefits, if they're still paying them, nice to have, I suppose, but a more reliable path. And many view this as an alternative to the conventional wisdom path. But boy, I'll tell you, as far as paths go, this is a much more secure way to go. A more reliable way is creating that cash flow instead. So that when I pass, well, those single family houses, they're still there. Those multifamily investments, they're still there. That cash flow is still coming in the door. It's totally untethered from Social Security. Now, what if your spouse isn't interested in real estate investing? I get that. We meet a lot of power couples that are both going head to head, bringing their skill sets to the table when it comes to real estate investing. But at the same time, I talk to lots of people where the husband or the wife, not interested. That's fine. This is passive. This can be more or less passive depending on how you approach it. I self-manage, for example. But if I pass away and my wife says, hey, I'm not interested in self-managing anymore, what does she do? She puts a property manager into place. So there are ways to structure this to benefit that spouse. So forget about Social Security. Number 5, reduced Social Security to you. Number 6, reduce Social Security to your spouse. Forget about it. Just move on. Number 7, they say unfulfilled needs. That one had me a little nervous. Unfulfilled needs. What are they talking about? In particular here, they're talking about health insurance, medical coverage. And it's a valid point. And I see that question quite a bit. I've had that question myself. If you leave an employer-sponsored medical plan, those are subsidized by your employer. Be ready for some sticker shock. Whether you go the Affordable Care Act route or get a private plan, maybe you participate in a health sharing option. What does it matter? Add the cash flow to cover those higher premiums. Add the cash flow to cover that private coverage. Again, if you've done what it takes to get you to the point of retirement where you're thinking about exiting from the employer, from that W-2 job, from corporate America, you already know how to create that cash flow. You already know how to feed that golden goose and make it fatter. Just do it a little bit more. And those unfulfilled needs in terms of health coverage, that discussion, I think, goes by the wayside. It all comes down to cash flow. And just acquiring more assets that are spitting off cash, putting money into your pocket, creating wealth, so that you can later dispose of those, acquire more assets that are spitting out cash flow, more cash flow, that snowball, it continues to get bigger. That's really where your focus needs to be. Now, final point, point number 8, they say the point of no return, and I'm just going to quote here, they say, if you change your mind after you take early retirement and want to return to the workforce, it won't be easy. They go on to say, especially over 50. But I got to ask you, if you've gotten to that point and you've retired and you're doing it right and you have that cash flow, you don't have any worries on the money side, you're enjoying that lifestyle, who wants to go back? Now, if you're worried about the age, you know, I had an interview, boy, one of my early interviews when I started doing the show was with a Lifestyles member named Chuck, and this would have been in 2019, I suppose, and he ran into the very thing of ageism. He was over 50, and he got laid off once. He got laid off a second time, and you know what he did? He took control. He took command of his life. He became an independent rental owner. I'm primarily a single-family guy. Well, he went down the multifamily path and bought a 16-unit apartment complex. Done. He's retired. He's happy. He's no longer worried about that point of no return. He's no longer thinking about going back. He took control. I've taken control. You can take control. Again, this article, and again, it took 3 people to put this together, an author, a fact checker, and someone that reviewed it. And I think they missed a lot of information. I think they missed a lot of considerations. They focused solely on that pile of cash, that fixed pile of cash. It adheres very firmly to the conventional wisdom approach to life in the United States, to retirement. Again, go to college, go to school, get good grades so you can go to college, so you can get good grades and get a good job and work for 40, 50, 60 years, not see your family, commute in traffic if you're still commuting. Hope you build up a big enough nest egg so that you can retire, and then hope that that money outlasts you. Hope that your 401k or your IRA continues to grow perhaps, and hope that you can count on Social Security. This article, it is intended to drive fear, but I am telling you, it can end far, far better than you may have dreamed. You can retire far, far earlier than they would have you believe. Start building that passive income now and creating wealth through residential rental real estate. Again, go check out lifestylesunlimited.com to learn more. I thank you for listening today. My name's Andy Webb. You've been listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. And remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle. You have a good day.
Thank you for listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. Join us next time. And until then, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.